This is the voice of Türkiye. This is the voice of Türkiye.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. This is the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission, broadcasting from Ankara in 16-meter band between 12:30, 13:30 UTC and 1762 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over the Turkcell 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.trtdinle.com through radios link and under the Voice of Turkey Radio's expandable section. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Following the news, the Voice of Turkey will present our feature programs and some beautiful Turkish music. This is TRT, Voice of Turkey News in English, presented by your host Efsun Duriye Öcalar. Israel was jolted awake by a series of explosions and air raid sirens in the early hours of Sunday as Iran launched a barrage of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. This aggressive retaliation came in response to an airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria, intensifying tensions in the already volatile Middle East and raising concerns about the prospect of a broader regional conflict. According to a military spokesperson, more than 300 projectiles were launched, with Israeli defenses managing to intercept the vast majority, boosting a success rate of 99%. Rear Admiral of Israel Daniel Hagari lauded the operation as a significant strategic success, detailing Iran's deployment of 170 drones, over 30 cruise missiles, and in excess of 120 ballistic missiles. While some of the ballistic missiles managed to breach Israeli defenses, resulting in minor damage to an airbase, the overall impact was mitigated by the interception efforts. U.S. President Joe Biden affirmed that U.S. forces played a role in intercepting nearly all of the incoming drones and missiles, pledging to mobilize allies for a unified response to the aggression. This retaliatory strike by Iran that came less than 2 weeks after a suspected Israel strike in Syria that killed two Iranian generals in an Iranian consular building is a significant escalation in direct military confrontation between Iran and Israel. International condemnation swiftly followed, with the United Nations, France, Britain and Germany urging Iran to de-escalate tensions and cease its aggressive actions. Hagari of Israel said that the majority of intercepts occurred outside Israeli borders, with several cruise missiles being taken down by Israeli warplanes. He also reiterated Israel's commitment to taking all necessary measures to ensure its security. Israel's military credited its advanced air system for successfully intercepting most of the incoming threats and acknowledged the support of strategic partners in their defense efforts. The Iranian retaliation stems from an airstrike on its embassy in Syria on April the 1st, with Israel tacitly implicated but yet to officially comment on the incident. In the meantime, Iranian military commanders have issued a stern warning to Israel, cautioning that any reprisal for the recent barrage of drone and missile strikes would be met with an even more forceful response. Major General Mohammad Bakheri, the chief of staff of the Iranian armed forces, asserted that Tehran had also conveyed to Washington the imperative of refraining from backing any Israeli military actions, with a clear implication that U.S. bases would become targets if such support was extended. Additionally, Hussein Salami, commander of the elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, underlined Tehran's readiness to retaliate against any Israeli assaults on its interests, officials, or civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu voiced unwavering resolve, proclaiming that victory was imminent following Israel forces' purported interception of nearly all 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran, further heightening tensions in the region. Iran's retaliatory strikes on Saturday night prompted by a suspected Israeli airstrike on its embassy complex in Damascus on April 1, which claimed the lives of officers from the elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, exacerbated the risk of a wider regional conflict. "We intercepted, we repelled, and together we shall prevail," Netanyahu declared in a statement posted on X. Meanwhile, Israel already reopened on Sunday its airspace to the movement of civilian aircraft after a suspension that lasted for several hours due to the Iranian overnight attack on Israel territory. The airspace was opened to civil aviation traffic following its suspension for 7 hours, said the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. It also reported that Ben Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv resumed departing and arriving air traffic. Meanwhile, the Flight Radar 24 website, which tracks civil aviation traffic globally, showed a number of aircraft crossing over Israeli airspace at around 5:15 GMT.
Continues on the English language broadcast of the Voice of Turkey.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Security Cabinet delegated Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and Minister Benny Gantz to make decisions about the response in the aftermath of the Iranian attack. The Israeli Broadcasting Authority didn't disclose the nature of decisions made by the cabinet, which held a meeting in a fortified area in the Defense Ministry in Tel Aviv. Netanyahu chaired the meeting of the War Cabinet before the cabinet meeting, which included a larger number of ministers. "There will be an unprecedented response," the Maariv newspaper quoted an unnamed official. Israeli officials in recent days have warned that if Iran attacks Israel from its territory, the response will be inside Iran. The Israeli Broadcasting Authority said Israel requested an urgent Security Council meeting to condemn Iran and declare the Iranian Revolutionary Guard a terrorist, quote-unquote, organization. U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday that he condemns Iran's airborne attack against Israel in the strongest possible terms. I've just spoken with Prime Minister Netanyahu to reaffirm America's ironclad commitment to the security of Israel. I told him that Israel demonstrated a remarkable capacity to defend against and defeat even unprecedented attacks, sending a clear message to its foes that they cannot effectively threaten the security of Israel, Joe Biden said in a statement. He also added that he will convene G7 leaders on Sunday to coordinate a united diplomatic response to the brazen attack, and his team will engage with their counterparts across the region. And while we haven't seen attacks on our forces or facilities today, we will remain vigilant to all threats and will not hesitate to take all necessary action to protect our people, Joe Biden added. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also strongly condemned Iran's airborne attack Saturday against Israel and urged a cessation of hostilities. I strongly condemn the series escalation represented by the large-scale attack launched on Israel by the Islamic Republic of Iran this evening. I call for an immediate cessation of these hostilities, he said in a statement. Guterres, the UN chief, said he is deeply alarmed about the very real danger of a devastating region-wide escalation. I urge all parties to exercise maximum restraint to avoid any action that could lead to major military confrontations on multiple fronts in the Middle East. I have repeatedly underlined that neither the region nor the world can afford another war, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called upon people worldwide to speak out against the Israeli bombing of hospitals, schools, mosques, and churches in Palestine's Gaza. Humanity must prevent further violations of international law in Gaza, Erdogan said in a letter to Pope Francis on Saturday, emphasizing that innocent people and civilian infrastructure should never be targeted, even in times of war. Stressing that killing is forbidden in all Abrahamic faiths, he said humanity must raise its voice against the deliberate bombing of hospitals, schools, mosques, and churches that should not be violated even in wartime. The challenges that we face, particularly the indiscriminate Israeli attacks in Gaza, where deaths by starvation occur due to the failure of delivery of humanitarian aid even during the holy month of Ramadan, and the global impact of the Ukraine war, which is now in its third year, require the international community to act in cooperation and coordination, President Erdogan said. The Turkish president added that establishing lasting peace and stability in the Middle East is not possible without a fair resolution of the Palestine-Israel issue. An independent, sovereign, and geographically integrated Palestinian state within the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital must emerge and take its place in the global system as an equal member of the international community, he underlined. Also, head of Turkey's Directorate of Religious Affairs, Ali Erbaş, conveyed Erdogan's letter during his visit to the Pope, who, he said, was grateful to the President Erdogan for what he has done. Pope Francis emphasized that our president is one of the few leaders who works hard for world peace and who has the power to achieve this, Erbaş added.
Continues on the English language broadcast of the Voice of Turkey.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz kicked off a three-day tour of China to shore up ties with Germany's top trade partner and address rifts over issues including Chinese trade practices and the support for Russia. The Chancellor's longest visit to any state since taking office is likely to be overshadowed by Iran's attack on Israel, and it is also being watched for how much Germany backs the European Union's probe into Chinese state subsidies for electric vehicle makers, which has emerged as a contentious issue. Olaf Scholz, who is traveling with several German CEOs, started his trip on Sunday today in the southwestern megacity of Chongqing. He will also go to the Shanghai and Beijing, where he is set to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang. Upon arrival, Scholz condemned Iranian strikes on Israel in the strongest possible terms, his spokesperson said. Scholz was kept informed of developments in the Middle East on the flight, government sources added. German officials said Beijing could play a positive role in cooling the rapidly escalating tensions in the Middle East. China played a mediating role between Iran and Saudi Arabia last year, and Reuters reported China had asked Iran to help rein in attacks on ships in the Red Sea by the Iran-backed Houthis or risk harming business relations with Beijing. Still, Berlin's overall stance on China has become more critical since the war in Ukraine. Austrian police said a 40-year-old itinerant with mental illness was behind a Sydney shopping center stabbing rampage that killed six people, including a new mom whose nine-month-old baby is still in hospital with serious wounds. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook said the assailant, who was shot dead by a senior police officer at the scene on Saturday, was a Queensland man named Joel Koechi. Five women and one male security guard were killed in the attack as Koechi rove through a packed shopping center in the city's Bondi Junction neighborhood with a large knife. 12 more people are sitting in hospital. Queensland police said Koechi had been in contact with police several times over the last 4 to 5 years, but has never been arrested or charged with any offense. He is believed to have traveled to Sydney about a month ago and hired a small storage unit in the city. It contained personal belongings, including a bogey board. The attack has caused sorrow, outrage and shock in Sydney, where residents are relatively unaccustomed to violent crime. And sports, Manchester City hammered underdogs Luton Town, top English Premier League table. Manchester City dominated underdogs Luton Town 5-1 to top the English Premier League table for the first time since November 25. Manchester City took a very early lead at their home, at yet after Luton Town's Daiki Hashioka scored an own goal in the second minute. And Bayern Munich beat Cologne in German League, keep Leverkusen's title party on hold. Bayern Munich beat Cologne 2-0 in a Saturday German Bundesliga match to delay leaders Bayer Leverkusen's title celebrations. Hosts Bayern back 3 points after second-half goals scored by a Portuguese left-back Rafael Guerreiro and German forward Thomas Müller at the Allianz Arena. Second place Bayern boosted their points to 63 in the 29th match week in German League Bundesliga. And that was the news and sports brought to you by the Voice of Türkiye.
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
This is the Voice of Türkiye.
Hier ist die Stimme Türkiye's. Ici TRT Radio La Voix de Türkiye. اینجا آنکارا رادیو صدای ترکیه.
İzaatı Sautu Türkiye.
Danışır Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Ovdi Radyo Glas Türkiye.
Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Qui el Radio La Voce della Türkiye.
Esta es la voz de Turquía.
Слушате емисията на български език на Радио Гласът на Тюркия.
Юфлет Зъри и Тюркия.
Чели ши Туарчи Чешен, Бонко Дентай.
Инджа Анкара, Радио Садае Тюркия.
Да, Тюркия Гаг Радио, да.
Хосуме Тюркия и Дайна, Радио Гаяна.
Петерчия Радио Садбури, Тюркия Скма.
Овода, Тюркия Вину, Радио Садбури.
Айч, радио Воча Тюркия.
Говорит голос Тюркия.
Эфирда Тюркия Оваза.
Гитплеер Тюркияның тети радиосы.
Е, садай Тюркия.
Аңлаватқаныңла Тюркия Оваза радиосы.
Эво, ифонетис Тюркия.
Овди радио глас Тюркия.
Гидарреди Амурия Тюркия.
Ini adalah Radio Suara Turkiye.
Hii ni idhaa ya Kiswahili, sauti ya Turki.
Este radio voz de Turkiye.
Kochira wa Turkiye no koe radio desu.
Zboru wa glasot na Turkiye.
Efirde Turkiye ovoz radio sa.
It Turkiye hangi radio ya?
Oldu radio glas Turkiye.
Turkiye öne radiosu.
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Weekly Analysis.
Facing major economic crises and balance of payments problems, Egypt received a lifeline from the global system. Initially, a $35 billion investment agreement was made with the United Arab Emirates, followed by a new loan agreement with the IMF, and finally the World Bank and the European Union announced support programs for Egypt. We present the evaluation of SETA foreign policy researcher Can Acun on this subject. For a long time, the Egyptian economy had been in a major crisis. Since Abdel Fattah el-Sisi came to power, the country's economy has failed to recover. While resources in the economy under military control were poorly utilized, high imports of defense products increasingly added to the country's debts. With a significant trade deficit, the country accumulated $160 billion external debt. Although the central bank was sustained by swaps coming from abroad, there were significant difficulties in financing external debt, and it seemed very difficult to roll over the debts in the current situation. Israel's occupation of Gaza and its regional effects also exacerbated Egypt's poor economic situation. While the macroeconomic dynamics in the country were on the brink of bankruptcy, the situation was even worse for the average Egyptian. Purchasing power was eroding, and even meeting basic needs had become a major issue. With a population of over 100 million, Egypt's population is increasing by over a million every year, and social anger is accumulating. In such a conjuncture, when the Egyptian economy was on the brink of bankruptcy, finally a global process was initiated, and the Egyptian economy began to be supported from abroad. First, the United Arab Emirates intervened, deciding to invest $35 billion in the city of Ras El Khaimah on the northern coast, providing foreign exchange to Egypt. Although this step was criticized for selling Egyptian territory, it is clear that the Sisi administration is pleased with the agreement, providing relief for Egypt's foreign exchange needs and debts. Then the IMF stepped in and decided to provide a loan to Egypt, subject to the devaluation of the exchange rates and the fulfillment of some other conditions. Similarly, the World Bank and the European Union also announced billion-dollar packages. As a result, Egypt quickly obtained the billions of dollars it needed. However, with high devaluation, the Egyptian people are entering a period of further impoverishment and hardship. Again, structurally, no steps have been taken in the country, while the military's dominance in the economy continues, and the country's resources are being allocated to military spending and inefficient projects. The aid provided will only keep Egypt standing for a while longer, but without the necessary reforms. It is not easy to see the Egyptian economy settling sustainably. In fact, the world has confirmed that Egypt is too big to fail, and a possible economic collapse would pose serious problems for both the region and the world, especially in terms of a new refugee migration traffic for Western countries, given its proximity to Gaza. Moreover, actors who want to keep Egypt on their side in the relevant balances, especially due to its border with Gaza, are currently opening their wallets. We presented the evaluation of SETA foreign policy researcher Can Acun on this subject.
Weekly Analysis.
All around the world, every hour of the day, TRT Voice of Türkiye is with you.
Letterbox Program.
Hello and welcome to the Letterbox Program. Halil İbrahim Sarıkaya is your host on this program today. We use this opportunity to reach you through your letters and emails. Your letters and emails are a source of guidance and feedback on our program. We also expect your criticism, whether positive or negative, and information on your cities and countries regarding your local culture, environment, weather, or whatever you like to share with us. In a way, we share this useful information with our dear listeners throughout the world. Before I read your letters and emails, let me remind you of our contact addresses. Our postal address is English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Let me repeat our postal address. English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Let's begin. Siddhartha Bahadharji, our regular listener. Yes, he sent us the reception report and he says, World Theatre Day is celebrated on 27 March annually across the world since 1962. Raised the importance of the art form, theater, and to act as a wake-up call for governments, politicians, and institutions that have not yet recognized its value to the people and also have not realized its potential for economic growth. Have a nice day. Thanks once again for your support through the long year. Note, address changed. Another note. Good Friday is a day of hope. It's a day where we look forward to a brighter tomorrow. Many things have happened to change the course of our lives, but it has not shaken our faith. May the Almighty shower you and your loved ones with the choicest blessing. Sending warm wishes on Good Friday to you. Wow, wow, wow. With best regards, Siddhartha Bahadharji, India. Lovely. Let me read it again. I love it. Good Friday is a day of hope. It's a day where we look forward to a brighter tomorrow. Many things have happened to change the course of our lives, but it has not shaken our faith. May the Almighty shower you and your loved ones with the choicest blessings. Sending warm wishes on Good Friday to you. Thank you, Mr. Siddhartha Bahadharji. Thank you, thank you. Wow. Please keep sending us sometimes like these quotes, you know, it's very lovely. Thank you, thank you. Let's continue. Konstantin Barsenko, Russia, St. Petersburg. He sent us some links and reception report, location, monitor, address, QSL will be much appreciated and thanks in advance. Kind regards, Konstantin Barsenko, stay safe, 73s. Thank you so much, Mr. Konstantin Barsenko. And he has sent us the lovely postcards. Best wishes from St. Petersburg, Russia. Cruisers Aurora is a symbol of the great October Socialist Revolution of 1917. River Neva, St. Petersburg, Russia. Lovely. Thank you, Mr. Konstantin Barsenko. Yes, next letter. Oh my goodness. Ricky Hein. Let me read again, dear listeners, but nothing is changed. As usual. Hello, Voice of Turkey, English Desk. Could you please send me your Voice of Turkey English shortwave frequency, schedule spring and summer? An English shortwave program schedule and shortwave frequencies your broadcast in all of languages. My email address is this. Could you please write back any comments about my letter? Until then, I look forward to hearing you. Thanks for your time and effort upon this time. Shortwave listener Ricky Hein from USA. No comments, Mr. Ricky Hein. Really no comments. Really, really. Anyway, best regards to Ricky Hine from USA. Following letter, Ralph Urbanzix. Ralph, I remember this name. Yeah, Germany, Ralph Urbanzix. He sent us the reception report and the details of the news, remarks and personal notes. Thank you for the interesting letterbox program today. I always enjoy listening to this program. There are very interesting opinions from listeners of the Voice of Turkey from all over the world to be heard there. No matter how different their opinions are, they are united not only by their great interest in Turkey, but also by their desire to make the world even better place through the exchange of opinions. If you want to listen how reception was in my location with a simple equipment used, I have recorded in a minute in the beginning of the program around 13:30 UTC. Details of program. President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan said Turkey is aware who support Israel and lobby behind them. European Union has condemned Israel confiscation of 800 hectares of land in the Jordan Valley in the occupied West Bank. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to punish those behind the barbaric terrorist attack on Moscow Concert Hall sports. Football weekly analysis, indications that Turkey will start new military operations in Iraq and Syria. Instrumental music, letterbox program. Information about weather in Ankara, a little bit of snow dropped yesterday. First letter is from listener New Delhi, India. Listeners from Japan appreciate Turkish music. Listeners, letter from listener Wang in Beijing, China. Listener Malik Kokar from Sungat Listener Club from Pakistan. Listener Alekesh Gupta and Siddhartha Bahat Harje from India. Songs Dağlar Dağlar of Emre Aydın and Özlem Yüksek. Geciken Gözyaşı of Funda Arar. Oh my goodness. Wow. I know German discipline. I know made in Germany. And I know we have so much relationship as a Turkey with Germany from the history and still ongoing. Even I have a friend who married German who lives in Antalya, one of whom lives in the Black Sea region, but they are quite older people, older than me. Actually, they are my father family, my father's side friends. They are quite elderly. Wow, the weird part is, even you are mentioning the names which I mentioned, our dear listeners from around the world, like Malik Kokar, Aloşke Kupta, Siddhartha Bahadharji. Even I am hard to spelling them. I don't know how you can write in this way. Are you listening with a digital content? Whatever I say, it's coming to you with a subtitle. Really, really amazing. Please keep continue send us your letters, Mr. Ralph Urbanzik. If I am spelling wrongly, please forgive me. Really amazing, really. And he continues, I will be very happy if you could please send me your QSL. Thank you very much. 73 is Ralph Urbanzix from Germany. Mr. Ralph Urbanzix, we will issue the QSL card, 100%. We will send it to you. Thank you. Thank you. Next letter. Yes, different date, but same note. World Theatre Day, Mr. Siddhartha Bahadharji. I have already read this. Thank you once again, Mr. Siddhartha Bahadharji. Oh, this one from, my second hometown, Malaysia. My wife hometown. From Peter and G, Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Actually, I was living in Kuala Lumpur, Johor Bahru quite at the north, and Johor Bahru is a Johor Bahru is the border between to Singapore. Singapore also amazing country. I work there. I travel there. More than 30 times, maybe 40 times. I brought tourists. It was from Kuala Lumpur around 400 over kilometer, not that far, 380 or I'm not that sure, but it was something like that. Very nice highway. But once you reach the Johor Bahru, from there the traffic starts, quite traffic, sometimes less traffic, and Singapore is full of security. In any cases, they check up you everywhere. They don't let you bring any cigarette inside. And you cannot bring goods as foodstuffs a lot. They will directly destroy it on the border in front of your eyes. Even if you bring one box cigarette, they won't allow you. They will just allow you, I remember, one pack or two, three pack. Because in Singapore, more expensive, quite expensive. But zero crime, lovely city, clean, but people full of stress. I feel that. I worked there in a company around 42 days. I stayed in a hotel, very lovely hotel. But from the third or the fourth day, I remember, the same routine. You finish the work, you go out, you drink with your friends. You go back hotel, you take shower, you sleep, you wake up, you go work, you come back. Saturday, Sunday, I mean, you can go to so many places, touristic, attractive, even you can spend nice time, but always same places, because small country. That's why the Singaporeans like to travel to Malaysia quite often. They like to travel the islands in Indonesia, near islands, they have some islands, they do gamblings. The Singaporeans travel, I mean, a lot in a year. I believe who have the good economy, maybe three, four, five times close areas, I mean, close nearby areas. Even they go to another side of the world, traveling also. Singapore, high GDP, high income. But very stressful life. And so many suicide. I witnessed it. People suiciding like Japan. Weird, lovely country. But I prefer Malaysia. Not because of my wife from there. In Malaysia, I mean, amazing, amazing. So many islands. But not all islands can swimmable. Because they are shooting the photos. They say, oh, this island is like merchants everywhere. This, that, you know, the tropical areas, but some of them is really amazing, like Maldives. I can say that amazing, and I've been in all islands. I experienced them. I have my bike over there. I left my father-in-law. Lovely, a bit cheaper than Singapore, big country and more relaxed. Malaysians are more relaxed than Singaporeans. Yeah, I miss it. Anyway, let's continue. This Peter NG from Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Sir, ma'am, this is a reception report of Voice of Turkey broadcast in Farsi, which I logged on February 02, 2024. Would appreciate your kind attention as to have this report acknowledged and send it to me QSL card of Voice of Turkey. My receiver is a digital Shundown R108 with telescopic aerial. I thank you. Await your reply. Regard. Thank you so much, Mr. Peterenci. Salamat datang. Salamat jalan, Malaysia. Best regards. Eid Mubarak. Let's continue. From Lithuania. Have a great day, 73. I believe this 73 is you guys listening from 1973 or this Radio Dix, because I'm not into this thing so much. Maybe you guys can correct me. Or you born in 1973. I born in 1979. I always see in these remarks, in the letters, have a great day, 73. I believe you born in 1973. Program details, reception reports, greetings from Lithuania. Description: programs were great, great Turkish music, and more. I can't wait to visit that wonderful Turkey. Hopefully one day, please come. Name, sender is Deimantas Nalivaika. Deimantas Nalivaika, Lithuania. I hope you can visit us someday. And I hope someday I can visit Lithuania. Maybe, why not? Anyway, best regards. Next letter. From UK. Reception report, the name and the ledger. He sent us only the reception report. Received in North Kent, UK. I always enjoy hearing Voice of Turkey English language programming. Kind regards, Andy Ledger. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Andy Ledger from UK. We will issue the QSL card. Sure, sure, sure. What is this one? From Austria. Harald Süss from Australia. Austria. Harald Süss. Dear staff of TRT Ankara, I was glad to listen into English service program. I hope you can verify my report by QSL card. In the following, I write some details of my reception. Receiver, antenna, details of program. News of the world, refugees from Afghanistan. The captain's world, travel to Istanbul, tourists. Visit also lighthouse of Istanbul, which can seen far from far away. Public transportation. 1,750 announcement in all languages of TRT Voice of Turkey. Some Turkish music. O-Air Files competition, Turkish Academy and Universities. 2010 University of Indonesia, University Ranking System, United Nations. 1,050 universities in the world in this ranking. International ranking of Turkish University in Ankara, very high level, under the top 100. I hope this report is useful for you. I am waiting for your answer. Best regards, your listener. Mr. Harald Süss, thank you so much for your letter, and we will issue the QSL card. I believe it's going to be best for your letter. We will issue the QSL card and send it to your address, to Austria. Please keep continuing to listen to us. Thank you very much, Mr. Harald Süss from Austria. As usual, we have to remain within the time limits and finish our program at this point, dear lovely listeners. Before we go, let me remind you our contact addresses. Our postal address is English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Let me repeat our postal address. English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Please pray for me. Do not forget about me. Please send me your lovely letters. I love all of you guys. What to say? I am going now. Bye-bye.
Mesajını gördüm. Anay. sen ışığı kaldı sırtımda. Zora gelince bırakıyorlar uçurumda. Sana güvensem peki gidersen. Bir kedim var uyur benle. Paradan çok aşk var bende yüreğimde. Biraz çayım var gel iç benle. Bir kedim var uyur benle. Paradan çok aşk var bende yüreğimde. Biraz çayım var gel iç benle. Bir kedim var uyur benle. Paradan çok aşk var bende yüreğimde.
Letterbox program.
The Voice of Türkiye, always by your side.
You have been listening to the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 16-meter band between 12:30 UTC and 1762 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over the Turksat 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.trtdinle.com through radio's link and under the Voice of Turkey Radio's expandable section. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Turkey and goodbye.
Turkiye ile Radio La Voce della Turquia. La radio La Voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia.